This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Morning Devotions. I'm Chris Witz. It's really nice to have you share these moments with me today. It's amazing how the little irritations of life can grow into big issues that sometimes get out of hand. Take, for example, toothpaste in the bathroom. Husband and wife share the toothpaste, like Fred and Mary. He comes home one night after a busy day at work. He has his meal, rushes into the bathroom to brush his teeth. And when he opens the drawer, he saw the roll of toothpaste that his wife had squashed in the middle for the umpteenth time. Well, he flew into a rage and yelled, "That woman, she's always squeezing the toothpaste tube in the middle. I've asked her 100 times to roll it from the bottom, but does she listen to me? Never. She's the most stubborn, pig-headed woman I've ever met. How would she like it if I ignored her incessant requests?" But then he plotted to get even. He'd had enough. So he thinks to himself, "I'll teach her a lesson. She hates it when anyone in the family forgets to replace the cap on the toothpaste tube. So I'm going to leave it off. Tomorrow morning when she comes here to clean her teeth, she'll be really furious. And if I'm lucky," he said, "the toothpaste will get hardened overnight. And when she comes to squeeze it, she won't be able to. And maybe as she looks at it, a little pellet of hard toothpaste will pop out of the tube and hit her smack between the eyes." Now, that seems a ridiculous story, doesn't it? A squashed tube of toothpaste, is it worth all that expending emotional energy? Hardly. If Fred was in a better frame of mind that night, he could have said to himself, "Look at this, she squashed the toothpaste tube in the middle again. Maybe we should buy individual tubes, one for her, one for me." We could perhaps smile at this trivial matter, but when this kind of upset goes on and on, year after year, feelings do get out of hand. The next thing, we've got a very bitter and angry person, or two people. So what is this matter, this business of bitterness, anyway? In looking at the Bible and seeing the advice the Bible gives, one of the words for bitterness literally describes the bitter taste of certain food or drink. The verb translated to be bitter, actually, means to cut or to prick. We may usually think of bitterness as a wound, a self-inflicted emotion. We feel bitter, but the Bible actually describes it as a resentful, unforgiving attitude that will cut and prick other people as well. So it means that if you're a bitter person, you're not in the habit of forgiving other people. You could harbour and keep resentful feelings. If you're bitter towards a particular person, it means that you haven't really forgiven that person. It's a hard topic to accept, but it's true nonetheless. Let's put it this way. Bitterness is the result of responding improperly to an offence. And according to the Bible, it says, for example, in Hebrews 12:15, "Make sure that no one misses out on God's wonderful kindness. Don't let anyone become bitter and cause trouble for the rest of you." And other translations of that verse, that's Hebrews 12:15, talk about the root of bitterness. Don't let the root of bitterness take control. I think we're talking about something that causes trouble. It's an emotional cancer that will eat you up from inside. It'll contaminate you, and if you're not careful, it'll be a burden that will crush you. I heard about a bumper sticker that simply said, "Question your attitudes." What a profound statement. It seems to cover the source of, I think, a wide range of mental health problems. I think serious psychological problems often stem from the fact that people, from one reason or another, never think to question their own attitudes. They question everybody else except themselves. And here you have bitterness, that tendency that is there to blame other people. The bitter person tends to question, does this really mean anything? Is there anything helpful coming out of this? Or they might hide the feeling, "No, I'm not really bitter." I think it's unlikely that any of us is truly free from bitterness. So I think we need to question this ourselves. Is it because we're harboring some secret hatred towards someone? Someone might have criticized us years ago. But is it doing any good? Is it holding you back? And it probably is. Many of us, I think, find that trouble in it within our families. We find that sort of niggling away, trying to upset families. So let's try and let go, to forgive and forget. Let go of bitterness. Heavenly Father, we acknowledge that it can be a root of bitterness that causes problems. Release that from me and help me, Lord, to be your person, I pray, for Jesus' sake. Amen.